This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Stories of lives turned nightmarish following protests at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, were well documented during the past 4 years. Last week, in his first hours as the 47th president, Donald Trump pardoned all of the so-called January 6th prisoners, more than 1,500 in all. For many, the pardon freed them from prison. Others were granted vindication. One of the pardoned is Angelo Pacheco of Kansas City, now 25. Security footage shows him walking into the Capitol that day. Police officers opened the doors. He says he felt a trap was being set. After only 6 seconds, he turned around and walked out. For this transgression, Angelo was arrested 3 years later, sentenced to 2 years probation, 60 hours of community service, and 30 days in home detention. Rebecca Lavrin, a grandmother from Colorado, spent a few minutes in prayer after entering the Capitol and departed peacefully. She was fined $103,000 and held for 6 months under house arrest. Of course, not everyone charged with January 6 crimes benefits from Trump's pardon. Four committed suicide while awaiting sentencing, and Ashley Babbitt was fatally shot by a Capitol officer inside the building. She was not armed. I'm Steve Woodward, and I just teed off.